This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Melanie Lakosovic reports for Columbia Green Media that the woman arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers August 13th outside the Casa Latina restaurant in Hudson was released on a $5,000 bond. Brian McCormick, executive director of the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, said his group helped post the bond for the woman who was visiting Hudson from out of the area. Quote, I believe ICE is racially profiling people. The individual who was taken is from out of state. She was here for work, unquote, McCormick said. Quote, she was walking down the street in front of Casa Latina when she was arrested. They saw a brown woman and they arrested her and took her, unquote. The unnamed woman spent one night in the Rensselaer County Jail, where ICE detainees are held in the capital region. All the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office would say is that they had taken some action in Hudson on Tuesday. Jaron Ahmad from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement said the group alerts its members and allies quickly whenever there is a local ICE incident. Quote, our ability to organize and mobilize so quickly has had a lot of effect on how community members are helped and how we can assist them better, unquote, Ahmad said. Quote, the fact that our organization exists allows us to send our alerts to community members and contact legal aid. It allows us to be diligent and efficient with the work we do. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Ryan Whalen reports for the New York State of Politics that on August 15th, Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed the Hate Crimes Domestic Terrorism Act, which would define, quote, hate-fueled murder with the intent to cause mass casualties, unquote, as an act of domestic terrorism. The sentence for domestic terrorism in New York would be up to life in prison without parole. Quote, American citizens who are radicalized, not by a foreign ideology, but rather radicalized by hate for other Americans, are still terrorists, unquote, Cuomo said. Quote, today our people are three times more likely to suffer a terrorist attack launched by an American than one launched by a foreigner, unquote. Cuomo did say this is something the federal government should be doing, but New York must now take up. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Diane Velden reports in the Columbia paper that the application by JRJH Incorporated, a gasoline and oil company from Dutchess County, to build a new gas station and convenience store on the northwest corner of the State Route 23, County Route 7, and Craryville Road intersection, keeps moving forward. The Albany engineering firm of Weston and Sampson, PELSLAPC, hired by the town reported, quote, we conclude that the proposed GRJH Craryville gas station has provided the proper precautions to minimize potential impacts to the surrounding environmental resources and does not present a concern to local groundwater and nearby wetlands, unquote, the Weston and Sampson firm wrote. Planning Board Chairman Bob Height said, quote, there is no wetland or stream on the property, unquote. The Department of Transportation conducted a traffic study and said there is no need for a left-hand turn or a traffic light at the intersection, and the Columbia County Planning Board found that the proposal has no significant countywide or inter-community impacts. Still, at the Copaic Planning Board's August 1st meeting, many residents continued to express opposition. Many should return at 7 p.m. September 5th for the next Copaic Planning Board meeting, when the review of the GRJH application and public hearing will continue. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Melanie Lakosovic reports in Columbia Green Media that for about a year, construction signs have slowed vehicles to 35 miles per hour as work continued on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge and the new roundabout and parking area on the Columbia County side of the Hudson River. Now a state official says the never-ending project was completed on time and that the blacktop on the roundabout is being removed and replaced. Joseph Morrissey from the State Department of Transportation said, quote, the project that included the roundabout was constructed last year on time and under budget, unquote. He said despite the presence of construction equipment on the site and signs warning drivers for the past year of a construction zone, quote, asphalt pavement was placed in accordance with contract specifications. The schedule was clearly outlined in pre-bid documents and was not accelerated. Portions of the project need to be repaved this week to correct some imperfections, unquote. Marcy says the contractor is paying for the latest work. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.